Why are plants so important to food security?
Plants are extremely important for food security because plants are the food we eat. 80% of all the food we eat are plants directly. 100% of all the food we eat comes directly or indirectly from plants. So that is the reason why it is so important for food security. However, there's also other aspects which should be considered. All the oxygen we breath comes from plants. The water we need comes from plants. And clothes, building materials, medicines, and fuels we need for our living comes from plants. For that reason, plants are enormously important for our life.
What are the main factors threatening plant health?
Plant health are mainly threatened by diseases and pests. So pests are usually considered all organisms which can affect a plant, or biological organisms which can affect a plant, by bacteria, viruses, insects, and so on. But these threats of pests are increased by human behavior, by our behavior, and by climate change.
Has the COVID-19 pandemic affected plant health in any way?
Well, first of all, COVID-19 is a human disease, and therefore it cannot infect plants. However, indirect effects may have had repercussions on plant health. And that is especially in relation to the decreasing activities with regard to surveillance for pests and control activities for pests. Shipments of plant products may be inspected less and therefore pose a higher risk of transporting pests across continents.
What is the international community doing to protect plants?
The international community has been working now since quite a few years to protect plant health. The International Plant Protection Convention, the IPPC, has been at the forefront of these activities. The IPPC, which has had over the last 30 years a major increase in activity, has tried to establish international standards to prevent the spread of pests, and to the international community has also worked to establish new environmentally friendly control measures such as integrated pest management. We have to see, however, that prevention is the best control. And for that, we have, for instance, the case of the fall armyworm, which has spread throughout the world at rapid pace, like COVID-19. And if we could have prevented that, it would have saved us a lot of resources.
So what do you believe to be the three most important issues relating to plant health in the next decade?
We are actually facing quite a number of challenges at the moment, and for that reason, the IPPC has started to work on a new strategic framework until 2030. However, in my opinion, if you condense the three most important challenges, it is new trading practices like e-commerce. Consumers buy, for instance, packages of seeds on the internet without knowing where the seeds are actually coming from. And if these seeds have been inspected and are actually healthy. Another major challenge for the world, basically, is climate change and its impact on pest and host physiology. We have seen that with the warming of the climate, pests have expanded their natural range and are now found further north and south on the planet. And we have to consider that pests and diseases and plants must be viewed much more in an ecosystem approach. That means we have to look much more for the intricacies of pests and plants and their interactions with other organisms than what we have done until now. Until now, we have simply looked at the pest, looked at the damages made, and then we have searched for one chemical or one method of controlling it and eradicating it. That is, for the long term, not sustainable, and we have to work on that.
What can we as individuals do to protect the world's plants?
As individuals, each one of us has to recognize that plants are of paramount importance to our existence. Plants are not this green mass which can be replaced very easily. No, we have to see that the diversity of our flora determines our and the health of the environment. We have to act responsibly. And for instance, we don't import plant and plant products if it's not cleared by import inspections. For instance, going onto a vacation, seeing a nice plant and taking a clipping and bringing it back over another continent is not a responsible way of dealing with this problem. And we need to support an ecosystem approach where a flora and fauna are in balance. We have to look as normal citizens to support ecosystem, like establishing insect totems, protecting pollinators, and do our part to keep our biodiversity diverse.